This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go. I heard Jennifer Jen Horn and J.J. Kirshner talking, actually gossiping, before we get started with this the Good Day program. What's the big idea? Talking before we go on the air.
I was just saying what a big week this is for me, because I'm going to be working the Republican debate on Wednesday in my home state of California at the Reagan Library. Oh, don't get so weird. I think it's exciting. And we just found out
who's going to be showing up. Wait a minute. Who's going to be there? I don't know who's going to be there.
On the main stage, you're going to get, let's see, DeSantis. You'll get Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy. As of now, there's still, I think the deadline goes until like Monday or Tuesday.
And where's your candidate? And where's Larry Elder? He'd be my candidate.
Larry Elder's going to be at the library, and he's still working up to
signing autographs
to get on the stage. Hopefully we'll get him there.
Get him. Got to get him. All right, so Jennifer and Jay and Doug here on the Good Day program. Sometimes we don't always want to acknowledge the things that are going on, like the gossipy things. What is it that intrigues you for personal reasons? Because sometimes it's a sticky wicket, right? When you are gossiping and people, they don't really want to know, you know, what's Jennifer talking about? And what's Jay talking about? What's Jennifer really like? What's Jay really like? Well, I think honesty here on this program would allow me to say that they are pretty much as you hear them to be. Now, are there some things that we don't want to talk about on the air? Not much. And so whatever gossipy, we were talking about Taylor Swift earlier and her new boyfriend. Well, okay, let's have the rest of that. What's the problem you have with her new boyfriend? Come on, out with it.
I don't have a problem. She just really goes through them, and I'm not a hater. I really like Taylor Swift. I think I've just been oversaturated this summer with Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yep. And then it's funny because she shows up at the football game, and now that's all everybody is talking about. And it's funny. I don't know. I think
there was a football game?
My is from oversaturation more than anything else.
That raises a good question. Why is the media so obsessed with who she's dating and always makes that the story, when there are a lot of other celebrities out there who have way more of an aggressive dating history than she does, and nobody really cares?
I think because she writes songs about all of her people. I don't know.
Maybe it's more interesting because most people don't have, as you put it, Jay, that's a really interesting phrase,
dating history.
I was with somebody for 7 years who had an aggressive dating policy. I just didn't know it. And so here you go. There are a lot of other things. I don't know. I don't think I've been aggressive. I just have
You've slowed down a lot. You used to be pretty aggressive with your dating history.
Thanks.
You've just refined, that's all. Slowed down in a bad way. I actually think it's a good way.
Yes. All right. So speaking of an aggressive dating policy, what happens when you go to Victoria's Secret? And do you ever see would a guy who went to Victoria's Secret be considered some kind of a weirdo because he went in there to buy something for the lady in his life?
No.
Maybe
not at all.
Go in there all the time to buy gifts.
Yeah? All right. What happens if he was buying it for himself, though? What would you think?
To each their own.
Really? Okay. Good to know.
He might be a weirdo.
Right. Could be. All right, so here's something that began at a Victoria's Secret during COVID in a New Jersey shopping mall, a lot of high-end stores. One of the ladies involved in this is a lady named Ijoma Ukenta. had gone there to use a coupon that she'd gotten from her husband for a free pair of Victoria's Secret underwear. And at the same time, there was a shopper named Abigail Elphick who was there, and she was in the same department, and they were trying on underwear. And Ms. Elphick asked Ukenta to please give her 6 feet, because this was during COVID. Could you please stay 6 feet away from me? And so the complaining, because apparently Miss Ukenta didn't move fast enough, and she started, she thought Elphick was getting aggressive. Elphick went over to a cashier and complained. Ukenta started recording because everybody's got a phone. So all of it got recorded, and the drama escalated from there. Believe it or not, these two women are in court at the moment, suing each other because of whatever went on. Apparently one of them started, as this was going on, Ms. Elphick lunged at Ukenta, and let's see here, Elphick is white and Ukenta is black. Then Ukenta got scared. She fell to the floor, started crying, and said, please don't record me, and went into a mental breakdown. All right, so here we go. Fast forward, some lawyer got a hold of this, and the security officers called police, and the lawyer got a hold of it afterwards. The recording is 15 minutes long. You can see it online, as you can see every other damn thing online. Became known as Victoria's Secret Karen. And so now there's a good person, a good guy, and a bad guy here. There's always a villain. This could make a good, I don't know whether this is a good Law and Order story. Elphick apparently is somehow disabled, got medical problems, and so both of them were emotional, and I went on. Aye, aye, aye. How does one know what the other's problems are? Miss Elphick lives in a complex that's basically for intellectual and developmental disabilities. She said she's afraid of black people because she had a problem with black people when she was younger. Aye, 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 aye.
So she has to get doctors out for her racism?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Right? But how much of this stuff goes on? And you never hear about it. This story, there's a GoFundMe page that was set up for Ukenta. So far, she's got $104,000 worth of donations to help her pay her legal bill and to... The video is called Karen Goes Crazy Part 1, and it's been seen by 2.5 million people on YouTube.
You know who I feel sorry for, the unsung hero and victim in all this, are people who are named Karen who are actually just nice mm-hmm. people, because their name yeah. has been really hijacked.
Yeah. So what happens in this court case? How long does this kind of stuff go on? Do you have sympathy for one person or the other? How do you know what a person... You went into the store to buy some underwear, for God's sakes, and it becomes a federal national disaster.
Well, and also, as far as the videos go, you almost have to take video nowadays to prove, to have actual hard evidence, because you never know. But the problem with a lot of these videos is they are started recording after mm-hmm. things have already initiated.
Context gone. Yep.
Yeah.
Jeepers, girl. Here's another one. Listen to this. This is something that's been going on, by the way, for a while. This black teenager, this kid in Texas, suspended for 2 weeks because his hairstyle wasn't what the school said it was supposed to be, but the hairstyle is what, that's his hair. So this kid's Daryl George is his name, junior at a high school in Mont Belvieu. Where is that in Texas? Where is that, James? Where's Mont Belvieu? I don't know. That
I'm not even sure, but I will investigate. It's not close to Dallas, I don't think.
All right. So he was suspended once. Now he's been suspended again because he violated, again, the school district's dress and grooming code. But this is the kid's hair is the way it looks.
It's dreadlocks. What's wrong with dreadlocks? They're not distracting to anybody.
I don't know, but he can't be the first kid that ever went to school there that had dreadlocks, right? And are they really long, or are they short, or are they, what is this? This is, I don't know. There's a, the school district said that there's a new law in Texas that prohibits a dress or grooming policy that discriminates against protective hairstyles. I guess that's a protective hairstyle, huh? Braids, locks, twists, that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to figure out who's the good guy and the bad guy in all of this. And what happens if a girl, because women wear dreadlocks too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't women, black women, and some white guys and women
wear dreadlocks? Well, you just don't know.
Dreadlocks.
You know, when it comes to this kind of stuff, you don't know. You don't know
is this
if this
the is most important
natural
thing?
Hair and this is discrimination, or if this is, I mean, it comes, like, I come from a Catholic school background where
everybody wore a uniform.
You had to match the dress code or you were in trouble.
Yeah.
And so you would, we wouldn't go to school there anymore.
Yeah.
So I think it's always that people are always very quick to go, oh, well, the school must be discriminating. But you never know what the history is. Have they said, hey, you're in violation? Is there something else we can work out? Or is this a racist law and they aren't taking into account natural hair? You just, unfortunately, when you get a story like this, I think people are very quick to just jump to racism. But we don't really know. And maybe it is, but maybe there's something else going on.
Well, and then when there are a lot of stories that do fall in line with racism, it does kind of tarnish other stories where it becomes guilty by association or guilty before proven innocent. There's the one young woman who, I believe she worked in an ice cream shop or a fast food restaurant or whatever, and she was let go because her hair was deemed an unnatural color. She's black and she has blonde hair. However, that is her natural color. She doesn't dye her hair. That is the color her hair was when she was born.
So can they just throw this guy out of school and keep him out of school because of his hair? What is that? Yeah, I don't see how this would bother. It might be distracting, but this seems very prejudicial to me and kind of indicative of stuff, some of the thinking in some corners of Texas, frankly. I think there's a... I listened to... I was taking a trip over the weekend, Jennifer.
I don't love when you say stuff like that. I love
you.
You
know, I love when I say that.
When you say this is just indicative of Texas. I
said some places
true.
In Texas. Well, you don't know that it isn't true.
Yeah.
It seems
like we're putting everybody in the same boat.
No, I'm putting certain people in certain parts of Texas and elsewhere in that kettle, frankly. Whew, 18 past the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Lots of stuff in this hour on the Good Day program, 23 after social media time. And here's the latest from Meta. Do you say Meta or Meta?
I say Meta, I believe, but now that I'm thinking about it, do I say Meta? No, I say Meta.
Meta, Meta. They have a new business, verification for businesses they've announced is going to cost $965 less per month than X's business verification system. I don't know what this is all about. I guess it's if you are using Facebook or Instagram or X to promote your company, you have to pay. I've never done that, but I don't know that I've used it well for my company. What does it mean, verification? What do they do to verify who you are? Why is it that much money?
Yeah, with Twitter, X, whatever, back when they used to have their old verification process that Elon Musk got rid of, and anybody could get verified, just like the average user would be verified, and they have to pay for Twitter Blue, so they have to pay a small amount, and that's that blue check mark. But with companies,
when you say verified, what does that mean, though, Jay? What verified to prove
that you're not a bot, that you are who you say you are, you're not a fake account or anything like that, and you submit like an ID and all of that, just so that like you're a real person. It's a verified account. This is a real account. And when it's a company, you get a gold check mark, and the companies have to pay $1,000 for that gold check mark. But Meta is coming out and saying, for the verification for businesses, we're going to charge a significant amount less.
What, $35? Is it $965 versus $1,000?
Mm-hmm. No, $965 less.
Oh. So it's like $20 or something.
Depending on what you want to utilize, it could be anywhere from $21.99 a month to $35 a month.
All right. So what Zuckerman is doing is basically giving Elon Musk a boot in the butt. That's really what this is. Mm-hmm. More, right? It's more of their stuff back and forth.
Yes. So if you want to be verified on all of Meta's platforms, you just pay $35 a month. Or if you only want to be verified on one platform, then it's a lot less, like the $24.
So give me an example of who's verified. I don't know that I'm verified. Are we verified?
Well, you can be if you want to pay for it.
Well, what is the difference? Whether I'm verified or I'm not verified, what does that mean? I know people
The verification process doesn't mean as much as it once used to. It was almost more of like a status thing.
Okay.
Where now it's just, it makes sure that you pop up a little bit sooner. Mm-hmm. For some people, you're targeted a little bit better without having to buy posting for sponsorships and all of that.
Okay. Amazon announcing a potential multi-billion dollar investment in artificial intelligence. The company is named Anthropic. It will invest $1 billion initially, assume a minority stake in Anthropic, with an option to increase its investment to $4 billion. Imagine they have this kind of dough, and they would use it, Amazon, use it probably to make their deliveries faster, right? Amongst other things. I mean, I don't know. What do they use it for? I often wonder why they bought Whole Foods. I guess, you know, it's a delivery system, right?
And their partnership with them.
Yeah. So they're going to use the AI technology and its products and services all around the world. Amazon Web Services will become the primary cloud platform to facilitate Anthropic's AI model. I don't understand any of this. You? I don't understand a bit about what the hell this is about. I don't understand a damn thing about this. And I don't know. It's over my head, and maybe that's a good thing. I wouldn't worry about this stuff. All right, so that takes care of that. I noticed that there's a new phone call etiquette that includes texting first and don't leave a voicemail. Have you noticed that?
Wait, and don't do what?
Don't leave a voicemail. Text, and that's it. Don't leave it. Don't call. I do that all the time. Send her a text. Did you get my text? That's the new etiquette. Yeah. 28 after the hour.
Should you be a one-car family? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. My 15-year-old Ford Escape was literally held together by duct tape and Gorilla Glue, but the dealer who sold me my new car gave me $1,500 for it. When supply chain issues slammed the brakes on new cars and car parts, dealers' new and used inventory dried up, and lots of us who were sent home during the pandemic shutdown continue working there, and lunching at home is a whole lot cheaper than ordering takeout at the office. Given your new normal, and with dealers begging to buy used cars, should you sell one if it's mostly just sitting there? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Bank records are showing a connection between Hunter Biden and President Biden's business dealings to a communist Chinese business partner during the summer of 2019 while Joe was running for president. Money wires originating in Beijing for more than $250,000 listed the Delaware home of Joe Biden as the beneficiary address for the funds. Information about the wires from Jonathan Lee, the CEO of BHR Partners, was received via financial records by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Senator Tommy Tuberville, the Republican from Alabama, told Newsmax last night that he will keep up his Senate protest against military promotions as a means of fighting wokeness in the Pentagon for another year if necessary.
And we're going to fight back against this. We've got to hold on for another year.
Lance Pryor, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Genius of connectivity, manner of speaking, right? That's what this is. It's also called a radio. All right, so you're listening to the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. The charts for last week, I always kind of keep them in reserve because it's interesting to look back at things that happened and that we were talking about last week, wondering what would change and what wouldn't. So the shutdown that is threatened for Congress, usual non-event, because it doesn't happen. I think it happened. I can remember it happening once. Was it during when Bill Clinton was president? Was there a shutdown?
I feel like we just shut down a while ago, too, didn't we? I don't know. Maybe a few years ago.
What's wrong with it in the last few years?
Yeah.
The problem is not many people notice when the government shuts down.
No, it's a ruse. The only thing is it costs us billions of dollars, even if it's 3 or 4 days. They have to retool and reset up everything. It's a game played by irresponsible members of Congress on both sides, the fanatics on both sides, who don't listen to reason, don't have a reasonable bone in their body. I get, we were talking about the four departments that are most guilty of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Defense Department, Agriculture Department, among the two worst offenders. And so there isn't an agreement as to the budget. And what you, there's a big farm bill now that's going through Congress, and it's not only ridiculous, it's disgraceful. All the money that's spent on things that have nothing to do with agriculture, and all the puff that goes to the big ag, the four big ag companies, and how many billions of dollars in aid they get for what? For nothing. So at least there are some people that are focused on that. And then the hardcore people say, oh no, that has to stay in there because they're getting paid off. Basically, that's what's going on. The corruption is gigantic. And so we continue to put up with it for no good reason. Anybody got anything else to say? Or have I pretty much capped it like I have? The impeachment, that's a waste of time to talk about. Going back to what you said, you know, nobody notices the economy or the Fed fact that they didn't add another quarter of a point to the interest rate. Anybody notice that? What happened on the stock market? I didn't even notice on Friday what the stock market did or didn't do. And maybe that's because nobody's paying attention to that either, frankly. And no, yeah, no, no, yes, no, no.
I have no idea. I should. I was trying to do a quick Google, but of course Google doesn't do anything quickly these days for me.
Right. No.
But I don't know if stock went up or down. Let's see. Stock market prices. Here we go.
All right. While you're looking at that, the UAW strike has expanded to other factions in the big threes. I think Ohio. There's some plants in Ohio and here in the Northeast that are on strike. As we begin the week, meanwhile, the writer's strike, let's get an update, Jennifer.
That's over. That's
that exciting. Seems to be over.
And by the way, the Dow went down 106 points on Friday. So,
yeah.
Oh, wow. They said it tumbled.
Mm-hmm. The writer's strike.
Yeah, the writer's strike, that's some good news. But now the actors are still on strike. So if you want to see some fall television, well, we still may have a little ways to go.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sure the talk shows and all of that will come back. But now
right.
the actors are debating the vote, I believe, ended. And now they are going to see if they're going to strike with video game.
Yeah, video games will get the strike.
So they keep going through.
They were mm-hmm. pushing. They were pushing on that one.
They should.
But the Writers Guild, now they're saying that's a deal. And so, yeah, the first thing you'll see are those talk shows, the late night talk shows, the Drew Barrymores of the world who got in trouble for bringing her show back, probably some of the award shows and things. Those will start to come back.
Well, they'll start producing the regular sitcoms and the dramas, the Law and Orders, the FBI.
They're going to need the actors for that, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. How close mm-hmm. are they on the actor side?
Just that they're still on strike. So I don't know. The writers went on. They were on strike, I think, at least
164 days.
Yeah, I think they were on strike a couple more, I think a few months in advance of the writers.
Yeah.
Of the actors. So the actors mm-hmm. are a newer strike, and hopefully they'll follow suit and people will get back to work. Because if they don't do this soon, you're probably not going to get television again until after the new year.
Yeah. So this affects Los Angeles because it's a company town.
Everything deals on strike. Not only do we have some of the auto workers on strike around Southern California,
yeah.
you have the writers, you have the actors, and the one that not a lot of people talk about, which is probably more consequential for the people on strike because they don't have even the luxury of working writers and actors, are the hotel workers, like the housekeeping, parking attendants, those types of people in big hotels all around Los Angeles. They've been going on strike, but they've been going back to work, which is why it's not getting as much attention. So they might strike one day of the week, and then they'll go back to work the rest of the time and continue negotiation, and then they'll go on strike again. So that's still ongoing, and that's a huge hit for tourism. If they decide to just completely walk off and not go back in between their strike dates.
Smelly sheets.
Yep.
Dirty bathtubs.
Stinky.
Yep. All right. Part of the problem is with artificial intelligence. That seems to be what all the aggrieved are concerned about AI and what to do. So they negotiate some of that stuff in. But the world is changing, as is exemplified by something. This is sort of an experiment. that we decided to do. James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, took the initiative to somehow, you might want to explain this on the air, how this actually happened, how you did what you did, because I don't really understand what you did or how you got what you got. What I heard was me, but it wasn't me.
Yeah. So AI is coming for your job, Doug. So basically,
yeah, good luck.
Right. Basically, what I did is I took an MP3 file of you, just a random segment that we did, and I put it into this website called PlayHT.
And what is it called? PlayHT?
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. And what it does is it clones your voice from that MP3 file, and then you can type in whatever I want you to say, and then it just says it. And it's pretty accurate. It takes a little bit for it to load and, like, generate that voice. But when it does, it's not too bad. This was, I think, the first take that we took the other day. So here, it goes like this.
Hi, Doug. Stefan here to say that The Good Day show is the number one radio show in America. Or at least I think so. And so does J.I.
It doesn't get J's
J.I.
J.I.
Okay, so what I love is that J actually has an AI name. That's J.I.
J.I. Yeah.
And that's forever what I will now go by.
Right. But that's my voice. Somehow or other, it collects what I have said over who knows how long.
Exactly.
And put it together in a sentence in, like, less than 60 seconds. They almost instantaneously, it pulls clips from my radio programs for who knows, again, I've been on the air since I was 17, so almost 60 years, and it could pull from, I guess, anything, right? Where is it? Archives got to be here, there, and everywhere.
Well, for this specific version, because you could technically have different versions, I took an MP3 file of, like, something recent, you know, maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I put it in here. And so that way it was able to get an accurate depiction of your voice, how it is now. But, yeah, and I have another clip. I mean, this one's a little more, how do I say it? Better quality, I would say. Here it goes.
I'm here with the three J's, Jennifer, J.I., and James.
Yeah, so still can't get J's name quite there.
No, that's her new AI name. I love it.
Jennifer, J.I.
Yeah.
Oh, what a world.
Well, I think I told you we did this on our show with, like, we did President Biden and President Trump, and it's crazy. Now, one of the things that is different is that the Biden AI actually sounds younger than he sounds now. So I think it kind of pulled on a lot of his stuff, just like you. He's got a lot of stuff on record for however many years that the computer kind of, like, sails over. So his AI, I think, actually sounds younger than he does. Your AI sounds absolutely on the mark because James put in your most recent speech pattern. So think about that, how dangerous it is. You have President Biden saying, let's go to war with so-and-so, and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose because someone has used AI and these deep fakes to trick people. It's pretty frightening what the computer can do and how accurate it sounds.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I own my voice. So what's the key? There was somebody who, I don't know if they got stopped, they must have gotten stopped, who was doing this with Limbaugh. They took, they used the same tool, James, that you just did.
It's creepy.
And they put in an issue that is current, and then, it doesn't take long, they created a podcast out of, they take an issue, create a podcast out of what Limbaugh would say if he were addressing that particular issue. And it is, and then the family, I guess, got after him, and his brother was his lawyer. I think he's going to sue the guy. I think it stopped. I don't know for sure. You can check it out, but it just is, that is creepy.
So would you say it's dangerous for us to just have done that to explain, like, hey, this is how we did it, and this is exactly how you can do it?
I think people already, if they want to know,
figure out how to do it.
Yeah, we didn't create the technology. I mean, people are this all over the place.
Yeah.
So now the military, here's the next page of this saga. The military is hoping to use AI with drones. So what they're trying to do is get humans out of whatever, you know, there could be in terms of combat, and using what they call, the language is called droidish. Of course it is. Drone droidish. That's what they're calling. The Pentagon has come up with a, this is the usual government speak, a vision of autonomous drones executing military maneuvers. What is, think about this, right? They have their own language, and they can do, they can decide for themselves, a swarm of them, what they can do during warfare. Good God. So the scientists in the Pentagon apparently are working to address the request by creating what they call a mesh network of drones and the mesh network of droidish, so that they can communicate among themselves in a language which we don't understand. So the droids, the droidish, is communicating, sounds like Star Wars, you know, how the Wookiees do.
Who knew you spoke, what is Wookie. It, Yiddish? No,
right.
What is it, droidish?
It's R2-D2 and C-3PO, right, talking to the droid, to the drones. I'm finding this really creepy, frankly. There's a program at the University of Texas, as a matter of fact, right now, that's working on this, experimenting how to help the drones talk to each other without any human influence. The
that
Air
is
Force
not
is,
what we need.
No.
Go
it
watch
what
the
we need at all.
Movie. Yes. iRobot, no.
No, it's really, it is. Imagine a swarm of them over your house. Your next door neighbor doesn't like them, and he can program them, and your house gets blown up by these damn droids. Wow. Okay, 48 after. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, it's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack is from his clinic out in Salt Lake City. A lot of people can listen to him on his program, which we are a part of, and he is a part of us. We are a part of him, and he is a part of us. At GoodDayHealthShow.com. Alzheimer's, which a lot of people don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg here. Alzheimer's and dementia. Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. I always thought it was the other way around.
No, you're right. It's a form.
Yeah, form of dementia.
Dementia can take other forms besides Alzheimer's.
Yep, and the best, I don't know, best, that's not the right word, but the most startling example of it at the moment is Bruce Willis and what's going on. He has lost all the ability to recognize anybody around him. And this guy's only, what, 63, 64?
Yeah, well, how hard?
Somewhere in there. He's not an old guy. And one wonders, he was very high, literally and figuratively, early in his career on drugs. Did that affect him in one way or another? But unfortunately, he'll never live to be 95, which brings us around to thinking about, Jack was telling me about his father, who lived to be 96, and he loved his Pepsi-Cola, loved cookies. So, is that something you want to share with us about being 95 or older? There are a lot of secrets.
My father had several ancestors that lived well over 100, 103, 105. His grandmothers, uncles, cousins. And he wanted to do the same thing, except, you know, his diet wasn't quite what his ancestors' diets were.
No.
Having been raised strictly on farms.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he was on standard process for a long time, helped him with a lot of things. My mother's still alive. She uses a lot of standard process. But Dad just couldn't give up his Pepsis and his cookies, which are suppressive of the immune system. But, I mean, 96, I mean, who's going to argue with that?
Yeah, it's okay.
He had his mind. He had his mind all the way to the end of his life.
That's what's very important. So
yes.
If you or somebody you know is 95 or older, there's an interesting study that's out that looks into what enables people to live longer. And if you'd like to have that secret, we're going to pass it along to you now, courtesy of a guy named Larry Jones.
What does it take to live a long life? This is a critical question underpinning biomedical science today.
and a new study is looking at what enables some of us to live exceptionally long lives, often with fewer age-related diseases and conditions. Dr. Sophia Millman is the principal investigator of the Superagers Family Study.
We're looking for as many people as possible who have celebrated their 95th birthdays, as well as an adult child and spouse. By providing 1 to 3 hours of time, study participants can help identify the inherited as well as lifestyle factors that slow aging and protect against its related diseases.
Only about 1 in every 1,000 people in the U.S. is older than 95, so it is important to learn from these super agers.
All identities will remain hidden, and the results will inform current and future research teams working to develop new therapies to help us all live healthier longer. Those interested will also be provided with some ancestry information if they choose to receive it.
Participation is easy. Just go to superagerstudy.org.
All right, so thinking about how to live longer and enjoy it, there are a lot of people who have brain problems. We're talking about Bruce Willis here and Alzheimer's. And there is a interesting bit of research, Jack, conducted in test tubes and on lab animals. And it points to the potential of using psychedelic drugs to limit brain damage after your brain has been injured. For example, in a football game, football players who have all of this damage, they're finding injuries in certain beings, and they're treating with psychedelic drugs, and supposedly that reopens critical windows of the brain to redevelop. I find that kind of interesting.
What about this? There are receptor sites in the brain for all of these psychedelic drugs. How did they get in there? Who put them in there? Who put in receptor sites in the brain for psychedelic drugs? And a big thing that's going on in mental health right now is people who are suffering from severe mental illnesses, even to the point of suicidal tendencies, when they have 3 or 4 treatments under clinical guidance of these drugs, their lives turn around 180 degrees.
What the heck is there about that then?
Well, it helps to rewire the brain.
Really?
It helps literally to rewire the synaptic processes inside
the brain. Well, why did it destroy so many people, then ruining lives, psychedelic drugs in the 60s?
Well, you can overdo everything.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit is good. A whole lot doesn't mean it's better.
Yeah, that's true. Except when it comes to ice cream. That's the rare exception.
And peanut butter cookies.
I want peanut butter cookies and ice cream. Yep, that's it. That is the secret to long life and happiness. Thank you. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor from his clinic out in Salt Lake City here on...
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.